wanted to look ahead a little bit. The next Mishnah on Yudzayin Amid Beis, not up to the yet, has the famous dilemma of how the Rambam learned Pshat in the Gemara since he didn't have the anatomy right. So I just thought I'd make a copy of the Rambam. When you look at the Gemara, you'll please look along with the Rambam. Everybody have a Rambam up, so little by little I'll move the Rambams up. Okay. We're up to where we got down to the Kohen Shote. Okay. Pick up the Gemara again from Boy Mene Merav Nachman.
Not on your Zion of the
Bez,
no? Huh? Not on
your Zion of the Bez. Yeah, five lines from the top, I'd say Zion
Arav. Yeah,
it's Zion Arav. Okay, we got through with the Kohen and the Nefil, etc. And the Chulda and the Abardo is okay. Boy Mene Merav Nachman. This toes the Reise or the Rabbonin. Omar Lehu, me the Omar Hune Chevrin Mishmei the Rab. Hune Chevrin said the name of Rab. Isho Sheyeshlo Beset. Vigia Shas Vestav Lo Botko. Ule Besov Rosso. Choshesh the Vesta, she has to worry that maybe she was Tamei Nida at the time of the Veset. So therefore, the way Rashi learns, will Asa all her Taharos may ace liaise before that time? V'choshesh es the Rioso. What's the Choshesh L'Riosa then? If she already saw Me'es L'Es, she already asked her Me'es L'Es from the time of her Veset, even though Lo Ro'asa. What's the Choshesh L'Riosa? The simple shot is tied together what Tosfos says on top of the Yomid. Choshesh L'Riosa, meaning L'Gabei establishing a calendar. Even though we said that she saw B'mei Vesta, if you saw B'yom Vesta, then that covers her. If she sees again, normally when a woman becomes a Nida on Sunday, and then sees Dam for 5 days, she does cover a vessel for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We say what? Niftach Makoro, and it goes with the beginning, right? The vessel begins with Sunday. And over here you say she's Choshesh's L'Riosa, right? Let you know, it's not like she really had a Riyas Dam. If she had a Riyas Dam, then it's called Mayono Psucho. Mayono Psucho doesn't make any new new veset during that period of time. But here, where she didn't see dam, we just say mistame that was because we hold vestos the raise. Say mistame there was a tipas dam kechardu. But that's not enough to make it niftach mekora. Therefore, if she sees dam 4 days later, that's yes ria number one for establishing a new veset. Number two, it's also the day that she has to avoid cohabitation with her husband because it's the last ria. We always go even a isha shesha veset kavua that was not neka the veset. Didn't see three other times. Nevertheless, that last ria is a day that she has to worry about. Almo bestows the raise. Now, Ikedamri is harder to defend. Ikedamri, Hochekamali. Taimo de Rosso. The reason why we pass in this way is because she saw Dam. Holo Rosso, if she hadn't seen Dam, there'd be no Shilas. Because Rosso, we have to go ahead and now apply the principle. Rasha learns may slaves, but she becomes Tameya because she saw. But if Ovras van Vesta below Vodka, if you hold her soul as the Isis, she's a Tameya anyway because of Yom Vesta. Because of the Chazok of Ovras van Obo. And since it says here that the case was, he gives Shaz Vesta below Vodka, Ulbusov Rasa, that is a way of saying, he gives Shaz Vesta. So therefore we discount that time. But then Barosa, that's the only issue we have. The fact that she saw Dam, now she becomes an Eder. But the fact that she didn't see Dam during a Bedika, that is not the case. She didn't do a Bedika. If she made a Bedika and didn't find anything, then Badai, she wouldn't be an Eder. But over here is mashma that the whole nidus comes in because Rosso, Alma Vesos the Rabbonon. Okay. The Ramban and the Ro, I don't even know what his name is. Goresha in Hei. The Ro, I have it's a more big fat safer on Nidu. Yeah, Ro is a Rishon. I can't find in the sharp lot of it. There, all they do is thank the donors for giving the money to print the sefer. Mm-hmm. But they does nothing about the biography. It's nothing about the author. Yeah. But he's known as the Ro. He's a rishon.
He never gave any money.
Something. Huh?
He never gave any money for the sefer. You know.
Okay.
He gives money. He gets.
They all asked the kashe, which we didn't discuss, that needs an answer. Why, if you hold the stores, the Rabbonon, right? Why did the Rabbonon make a gzeir, a lochit, she has to be bodekes? Machlokes, whether the reise of the Rabbonon, if she wasn't bodekes, lo bodko. What's the consequence of lo bodko? But if you hold bestows the Rabbona, which means no chazoke that she's badai ro and dam b'shas vesta. I think you have to repeat that again, have that clear. Those who hold bestows the raise hold that it's about those. Although I've seen already some of the achonim quote Rashi differently. I didn't see Rashi. I think Rashi belongs to that group who says bestows Vadai, not a suffik tuma. Because he remember when he said on Tezvah Vod Aleph, it's the Raisa Halacha Lamosh Mosini, Machzakin in law betuma suffik. That takes away that it's not a suffik anymore. If the Torah said this suffik is treated Machzakin in law, treated like a Vadai, so it's a Vadai. Rashi Shvilistim knows the whole of Vadai. Then I understand, it's a Vadai. Then I got problems. Vadai means Vadai. Therefore, she didn't see Dam, but she didn't make a Bdika. And since Isu is Dam Kechardel, therefore we have to ask her. But if you hold the souls, the Rabbana means she has no Chazok Yavarer Bisman Obo. We don't believe that. That's right. It's not enough, there's not enough certitude to make this into Chazok. So why do you make the Bedika for? That's what Ramban is. So what then? That day is a Sofik, whether you see Dam or not. Sofik Rabbanon Lekula, period. So why bother? We actually said this once before. I think it's based upon a principle which we discussed in the Halacha Shiur, and that is Kol Milso Defshe Levruri Bevarilin. Sure, it's a Sofik. Yom Vester is not a Vadai. It's a Sofik. So you say Sofik Abad Makula? No, let him make a Bedika. If there's something you can do to Mbar a Sofik and not rely on the principle of Sofik Abad Makula, that's what you're supposed to do. That's Halacha. Or throughout, in other words, in the dark cape sack, how you pass in a shayla, that's the principle. Sure, sofik rabbanon lekula. But if it's a milsa nefshel v'ruri, I can do something to take away the sofik. You have to take away the sofik. That's why the rabbanon required the bedika, and that's why if lo bodka, there's no consequence. I require you to make a bedika, no consequence. Why? You didn't make a bedika. I told you Mavara. Now you want Mavara. If you want a vodka, it doesn't do any good to make a bedika tomorrow, the next day. That doesn't answer the question, what happened on that day, right? And that day is where the suffix was created. The answer is, nothing happened that day. There was a suffix. We passed a suffix, Rabban Lekula. The Geos in the next halacha, if she has a makom boso mokom, then she can't be bodik. Bdika won't say anything. Therefore, under those circumstances, we don't require a bdika. I see, if you hold the souls the Rabbanon, and there's a makom also mokom, we don't require it. And what are you afraid about? Maybe there was a tipas dam got mixed in with the dam mako. I tell you, sofik Rabbanon lekula. Okay. Again, if you hold that the souls the Rabbanon, it means there's no chazoke that makes into a vadai that you see that day. Therefore, the question is, why did Rabbanim require bedika then? Why that day more than any other day? The answer is, yeah, there is a little more suffix on that day. Right? The way the Rohr says it very nicely. But Rov Noshim see on that day. Rov Noshim see on the day that they have established as the day in which they see. I'm aware of the fact that every woman who has a Vesa Kavua many times misses that Vesa Kavua, and she sees on another day. But that doesn't deny the fact that Rov, most of the time, she'll see on that day. So that gives you not a Chazoke, it's not a Biru of Rov, right? But it makes a Suffolk in your mind. So that was the Rabban's question, it makes a Suffolk in your mind, Suffolk Rabban Lekula, take away the Suffolk. The answer is, why should I do that? I have another Eitzah. Instead of paskining Sarvei Rabbanu Kula, let her go make a bedika. Because of Milsa, the Efshe Levruri. Milsa Levruri, Bevarinon. That's how you can understand why Rabbona made a Chiyuv Bedika. And then they said, but if you don't make a bedika, no consequence. According, we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, according to some, though, she must make a bedika before she has tashmish. What's the good of that bedika? That doesn't say anything. That bedika is discipline, nothing else. I told you to make a bedika, and you make a bedika. You miss the day, okay, I can't punish you for missing the day. But before you sleep with your husband, I expect you to make a bedika, because I said you should make a bedika. Why are you making a bedika? Because I said so. That's nothing more than rabbinic discipline. Okay? That should clarify the union a little bit. It was, it's really sharpening your understanding that machlokes besos the raisa besos rabbanon isn't just a semantic issue. Call it the raisa, call it the rabbanon. What difference make? They both say you have to make a bedika. So halacha lemaisa, no difference. Yeah, there is. Itmo ishu sheshal vesa begiyo shas vesa below bodka. And then Lubasov vodka. Then she made a bdika a day or two later. Amarav vodka motzo tameya tohora tohora. That's what she found. Ushvul amar, no. What's the good of showing that she's not seeing them 3 days after her visit? I feel a vodka motzo tohora nama tameya. Why? Vipnei shorer bezman obo. Because I hold it's a badai that she saw dam on the day of the vesit. What good does it do to make a bedika 2 days later? I know there wasn't a major menstrual flow. You realize I'm worried about only tipa zamke chardel. No lema bebersos kamifliki. Obvious lema meaning it's obvious. That the machlokes is how you treat a beset. Masa about the raise, masa about the rabbanon. If you only said the raise, then later on she made a bedikah, it doesn't do any good. I feel a botko, a matzah Torah, like Shmuel says, she's vaday tameya. Amar Rav Zera, you don't have to learn the machlokes that way. It could be that kol alma v'soros d'raisa, but kan shabot kasmo kishir veset, kan shelo bot kasmo kishir veset. What shir veset? The day of the veset. So when he said that she's Tameya there, it's because she wasn't Bodek Asma Bishir Veset, in the owner of the Veset. Therefore, no matter what she finds later, it doesn't answer the question, was there a Tipa Zamke Chadl a few hours ago or a day ago? If you hold, however, that so is the Rabbanon, it'll make no difference if she abesed or not she abesed. Everybody holds the Raisa. So what are they talking about? No, two different cases. In one case, she made a bedika bishir beset, right? Therefore, we said, tahora, she finds it tahora is tahora, tameya, tameya. If, however, she made a bedika 24 hours later, then afilu motzo asma tahora, she's also tameya. But it's not a, then it's not a machlokis. Each one is talking about a different case. One case is where she made bedikah b'shir beset in that 12-hour period. In others, the other case was where she wasn't bedikah b'shir beset.
So their machlokis is what case they're talking about?
I'm sorry?
So their machlokis is what the case was?
No, there's no machlokis, he wants to say. That it's, the two opinions are, and he wants to sell his Vestos or the Reise. Vestos, the Reise, how come you can be matir if she made a bedike 24 hours later? Right? The answer is that it wasn't 24 hours later, she made the bedike kishir vesit. No. Not kulama besos the raise. But that's the machlokis. Right? Marsova besos the raise. Therefore, badai she saw dam yesterday and she didn't make a bedika, so she's tameya. Or marsova besos the rabbanon. There's no vadois. And we add to it what we mentioned previously. Since, for whatever it's worth, lo hirgisha, right? Yeah, no simonim of anything. Therefore, we have already a suffix, whether it's a nida d'araisa. Therefore, there's no vadois that she became, that she saw dam and became tameya. You're quite right. There's a machlokes tanoi. I mean, just that in whether a veso is a reiser, so is a rabbona. Right? Where do you see that? Rabbi Elezer omer temeya nida. Rabbi Shua omer tivdo. What does it mean? Well, Rebbe says tamei nida in such a case lo botka b'shir veset, then he's tamei. Period. Oreir b'zman abois of adois, and therefore we assume the vaday was a tipas dam. Rabbi Shua Omer, no, let her make a bedika. If she finds she's tahora now, she's tahora. See what he's doing here. Setting up the absolute the historical record that indeed the Tanoim argued whether Vesos the Reis Vesos the Rabbonon. While Zeira said Kul Arma Lo Pligi. That brings in, so I know they sure did. Not only was Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua arguing, right? Also, you find the Rameir also. The son of Rameir Omer, Temeya Nida, because Vestos the Reiser, the Chamomim Tivdo. Let him make a Bedike, whatever the Bedike says. The Bedike came 24 hours after her veset, so what? It only makes a suffix. I just want to make sure that she doesn't need it now. And the other one, I'll say suffix the Rabbanon Lekula. Since I hold the souls of the Rabbanon. Omar Rabbaya. That's how we learned in a Braise also. Or in the Mishnah, you have here the Snan. Did they change that? No. Okay, you with us? the son of Eromer, in Moisa, the Machbo, the Giesh, as Vestival of Botka Tahoro, why, if it wouldn't be in such a circumstance, she'd be Tameo. But over here, Shecharodo, Mesalekis Adomim. Here, because of fright, we assume that the menstrual cycle was held up. Were it not for that, she'd be Tameo. So the timer, Dika Charodo. But Leke Charodo, she'd be Tameo. Alma Vesto, Zaraisa. New people. We listed already two sets of Tanoim. Right? Two sets of Tanoim. No, who do we have?
We had Rabbi Meir against the Chachamim. We had Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Yeshua.
Rabbi Yeshua.
And we had Shmuel against Rav.
And Rabbi Meir and Chachamim.
Right. And we also Rav and Shmuel, which was Amoraim. We also had Rav and Shmuel.
That's not a Tana.
That's
Amora. Okay. Lema hana tanoi bo nami pligi. These tanoim also are arguing with them. Vesos raise vesos rabbonon. The sanya haro edam machmas mako. Afilu besoch yemeini doso tohoro. Divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Omer, im yesh lo veset, choshesh es lo vester. She's always down machmas mako. What's the case? The clinical case. She has an abscess in womb that gives off dam. That dam mako doesn't present a halachic problem, but it masks any dam nidus. When would she become a nida? She has a makor, right? So he says, "Aro adam machz makor, afil besoch yemei nidoso." Rami Shimi held she was tahora. Why? No, come on. By now, you people can answer some of these questions yourself. Even besoch yemei also, meaning during her besed days, right? You told her on the makom bosomokom. Rabbi Omer, yesh lo besed, choshesh lo vester. My love, what can we Therefore, Vadai, there was dam, and dam nidus is now mixed up with the dam. The dam of the Mako. Masova besoz daraisa, therefore, we assume there was dam there and she becomes tameo. Umar Sobal, Vesos the Rabbonon. In Vesos the Rabbonon, you could be told it. So if she has a maki, as I mentioned in passing before, she has a maki there that's going to last for several months, she never comes to Meir.
Well,
obviously not.
A maki there for several months would mean specifically a wound, or?
Yeah. So what I have to say, we're talking about here. Not she saw a Shef Adam. It's a Tolu B'Mako. What Tolu B'Mako means? A little bit of Adam you can be Tolu B'Mako. Right. Why? Because you assume that Lemuda, her custom is to see dam, significant amount of dam, on the day of Aveset. So what are we only? What are we worried about? Right? Maybe there was a tipas dam, and it's mixed in with the damako. If it says it depends. If it's besos the raisa, then you have to ask it. If it shows the rabbon or not. Choshesh Avesta means she's afraid that, and she has to be concerned that on the day of Avesta there must be a tipas dam.
But just taking a step back for a second, if we're going to be able to be just take a step back for a second.
Yeah.
If we're going to be toilah on a makkah, doesn't it have to be, it's only a kestim anyway? I mean, but this is talking about a bedikah.
Right.
By bedikah, any dam that's the right color red.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to be toilah on a makkah.
Okay. You're quite right. Over here, so over here, what is he telling you here? That if there is a dam makkah that is motziya dam, that's Badei Motzi Dam, the sugi we had before, where
right,
that's Badei Motzi Dam. That's Badei Motzi Dam. So you know there's Dam there, that's Toho. Now the shaila is, did Dam Tomei get mixed into it? He says no. I don't have to worry about that. It doesn't mean she's not going to become a neither. We're talking about where you can be told, it's not told even, Sachshash, maybe there was a Tipas Dam Kechadl. Why would you worry about maybe the Tipas Dam Kechadl? If you hold the shows the raisa, then the maybe comes in. If the shows the rabbana, there's no shaila maybe. Amar Ravina lo. Just as Rav Zeira said, I don't want a machlokes tanoim whether we do or do not choishish for dam b'shas vesta. I think the machlokes is kul alma v'soz rabbonon, right? V'hochi v'mokom akomo tomei kamifrigi. Shaila, whether she's tomei or not, you were trained already from up to the last 15 blot that tomei means tomei nido. No, there's another definition of tomei. Tomei means tomei tomei. Means a tumas yom echad for being tummy. You go to the mikveh at night, right? And then she's tahora. Tahora legabi what? Legabi touching taharos. Legabi baila, there's no tumah legabi baila. Legabi baila is only isunida. If you talk about tumah, it can't be lebaila. Has to be only litaharos. It says, here we have a machlokis mekoro, where the mekoro tomei kamifrigi. Look at the Rashi here, mekoro tomei. Not tumas nida. Tuma. Like the mago of a nida. Makomo tomei the whole dam habo derasham, afiru eno dam nida, hava ava tumel tamei odav tumas erev. Beim noga b'taharos detameim. Okay, people, you with us? Rashi, Mikomo Tomei, Chol Dam Habo Der Shom, Afil Eino Dam Nida, Hava Avatuma Tamei Odom Tumaserev. So that Dam Mako is also Matame. the noga betahiros, they'll become tummy. The Gomali Rebbe, to ask for more leniency, lohokama. Im yeshlo veset, kloma remata omer letamo b'pnei vesto, hoshesh es levesto, kloma yeshlo chetame tu mashiva. Ho ve le chotcha lekach, he had to omer to hora, mishum nidah, shum ein lo tumo. Rebbe says, I can't see how you have any possibility of discussing Tumas Erev, as I will refer to it. I can say Tumas Erev, Mamonoshach. If the Makoro is Tommy, right? I understand Makoro Tommy, okay. So it should be only Tumas Erev. It's not neither. But if the Choshesh is Lovesto, then they have Tumas Shiva, not Tumas Erev. Look at the words. Amalei Rebbe, Ichaishes Leveset Ishanama Tumeya. The woman is Tumeya. When I say the woman is Tumeya, meaning that's Tumas Nida, that's Shiva. Vilo Chaishes Leveset. If you're not worrying about that dam came from the Veset, Mikoro, no such thing as Mikoro Tome. Mikoro Mikomo Tohohu. So Ravina, who wants to learn pshat that the souls of the Rabbanon, doesn't want a machlokes tanoim. Just as Rav Zeira, who held that the souls of the Reis didn't want machlokes tanoim, whether the Reis or not, here Ravina comes and says, same thing, you know, it could be all everybody holds the souls of the Rabbanon. But here's a separate machlokes. Machlokes where the blood that has nothing to do with neither. Right? Whether that blood is Tomei or not. So Dam Mako would be Tomei because it touched the uterus. And the Moko, that's Mikoro Tomei. The Moko makes it Tomei. And Rebbe said that no such thing. Mikoro is Toho. Therefore, if you're worried about Dam, it has to be Dam Nida. And Dam Nida is 7 days, not one day. But the machlokes is not whether the vestos, the reis, the rabbanon. The machlokes is whether there is such a concept of blood becoming tomei from the uterus and being mitamei the isha tumas erev, the tumor of only one day. Okay, look at Rashi again. He's trying to avoid setting up a machlokes on bestows. No, every whole bestows the Rabbanon. There's no vados in bestows. Pick up the Rashi again, make sure you have that clear in your mind. Mikomo Tomei Chol Dam Habo Derech Shom. Ain't no dam neither. That blood is Avatuma. Letamei Odom by Tuma Serev. Like touching a Sheretz, touching an Avatuma. Vimnoga B'taharos. Naturally, there'll be Tameim. The Komalei Rebbe, what does Rebbe say? If you're worried about this, right? If you're worried about Hoveset, then there's no Tumas Shiva. There has to be a Tumas Erev. No Tumas Erev. There has to be a Tumas Shiva. Hachukama. In Yesh Hoveset, Komal. Im ata omer letama bnei veset, then choshesh levesta klomar yeshroch letamei to mashiva. Bo vei choshes lekach. What then? You're trying to develop a tanu halacha a makoro tamei, right? Sharei ata omer tohora mishum nida shuv elach elat tuma. There's all the tuma involved. There's no such thing as makoro tamei. So that's what Rabin's contribution was, right, to be able to learn pshat in the machlokes, even though everybody holds the best of the rabbanon. Didn't want to make a machlokes with the best of the rice of the rabbanon.
In a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who do you paskin like?
Remember, it's chutz to give up to three things of Shimon Gamliel. Tzidon, Tzidon v'Raya Achona, is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Kol Mokom Alocha v'Kar Rav Shimon Mishoshenu chutz mi'orev v'Tzidon v'Raya Achona. It's up three places there. But that's, is this a Mishnah? It's a Vaisa, I can't tell you.
So I found interesting that when we were listing the machlokes in Tanaim earlier that they'd set up, they had Rabbi Yeshua against Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah. And we previously said that anything having to do with Tara, machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer.
We hold that she's Tahora.
Do we paskin that the Makor is Tahor?
Yeah, say it again, I'm sorry.
I guess two questions.
Yeah.
Well, do we paskin that
the I think we pass like I'm Shimon Gamliel.
So
where's the Rambam put is it?
We don't have anything here talking about Mekor, Mekombo, Tamei, or Tahor.
Yeah. Aro Adam Apos Maka Afilo B'Soch Yimeini Dosa Tahor, the original Shimon Gamliel. Right. But that's, and what is that? That's on, depends on how you learn.
Yeah,
right?
That goes to Dalid.
Either way, we pass on Shimon Gamliel, then if you hold that Machlokas is and bestows, then you pass it to Rabbanon. If you hold it's Makoro Tomei, then you pass it that Makoro Toho.
Okay, I mean, the he brings that to it's just bringing it to Yashar Hulo Vodka Bain Bemis Bain Ratzon Rezo Bechazkas Tahara. The little note that we have that's sending to the Rambam is somebody sending to the Rambam about that's basically saying Bestos Midrabanan.
Yeah, Rambam is among the Shoenim Holes of Rabbanan, right?
So,
we discussed that already.
So this isn't talking about whether or not Makombo time.
Yeah, let's take care of one thing that has to be discussed. How can you say Besos the Rabbonon there, and therefore when she's Rodam Shaz Vesta, when it's a Makombo so Mokom, you told her Bidam Mako? How can you do that? That's the question. So Tesis has the question. Maso v'soz d'rabbonon. Therefore, we told her, we say it's damako. But how can you say that it's damako? There's a day when she expects to become a nida, and she sees blood that day. And there's a mako also. So Tosis is bothered by that. How can you go ahead and discount the halacha that a woman becomes a nida when she sees dam? What then? You want to be tola on the mako? But on Shas Vesta, we're not tola on the mako. It's on the Shlomo Shas Vesta you'd be tola on the mako. That says, "Dire the davke mageshe shebo dam ze min hamako." No, if that's the case, what's the shaila? She knows, she can differentiate between when the blood is coming from the mako or when it's coming from the nidus. Vapil hocha, look inside, im zman besetu, ives so zaraise chayshin and shema gam minamoko bo adam. Avulim ain't about get you see as dam minamako. Of course, tmei lekulal me muzman besta. That's what I asked you. I asked that before. So she'll never. So Tosfos learns that dinah mageshes, which we don't understand. Where Tosfos found maybe such as ability to know that it's coming from a mako or not. That's why I said the chilik has to be made how much dam she sees. She sees only a little bit of dam. So I know it's not the dam of the normal verset. The question of chila olam, she'll never become a nida then because she has a makap or some makom. Says no, when she becomes a nida, she needs to wear a pad. There's a ribu dam. Here there's a little bit of dam, but I have a shaila. How do you know that there isn't another little bit of dam from the dam nida, from tipu dam kechadol? There it depends whether you choshesh the dam or not choshesh the dam. That's the machlokas, whether the dam nida you choshesh because bestows the reis or bestows the rabbana. So the answer Tosfos kashya. Tosfos had to invent a new thing. We have enough trouble to know where she's margish dam nido. No, she can be margish dam mako. There's a contraction of some berries. She knows mako. Then your question is, why did you do that? You don't have to make up such a new kinesthetic sense, a new biological thing. But very simply, it's Yom Vesta. Right? And she didn't see a Shef Adam. It wasn't Niftach Mekola. But she still sees Dam because of the Damako. Now the question is, could it be that there was a little bit of Dam in there? But we hold this toes the Rabbonon, what does those toes want to say? If you didn't see, you didn't see. You didn't see Dam neither, you didn't see Dam neither. Now you want to ask me a question, but could there be a little bit of Dam neither in there? So I say, well, that's a suffix. Suffix the Rabbonon, Lekula. Because the souls are born, if you were souls the reiser, and you hold that as a vados, did the reiser, then indeed as a chash, maybe there's a little tipas dam kechadel, which would be called dam nida. That's a better teretz, I think, than Tosfos gives. Tosfos has to invent that she margeshes the dam mako. You don't have to make up such a new thing, but you go with the mitzius. A woman isn't roa dam kechargel. A roa is roa ribu dam. When she sees only a little bit of dam, which is the amount she was seeing all month due to the mako, and then you have a chash, but maybe there's another little drop of dam that will be called dam nido. So I say, no, that's machlokas, the reis of the Rabbanon. See you tomorrow?
I'll be getting back tomorrow night.
I think Darian called. When's Darian's chassid?
I don't remember offhand.
I have two Seder Kedushin that day. The 13th, a Sunday. Darren gave me on Sunday. So he left a message for me apologizing that he's not been around. He's a chosen. He's told.
Yeah.
He's a chosen.
And he asked whether I can come to a Sheva Bochus on Thursday night. So it'll be greater than Sunday. Thursday night, I'll be in Florida, though. I'm going to the conference. If you're bumping, you're going
to
be there?
No, I'm not. Yeah. I'd kind of like to be because my roof is leaking, and I know it won't at home, so.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's the conference in the poker, right?
No. No. No, they're able to get the use of the shul.
Bal Harbor, very nice.
Shul, the Hey Idea.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hashul,
It's a very nice shul.
Oh yeah.
Very nice. The Baba Shul.
Thanks to the Sfaradim in town, I understand.
Yeah.
But they were the major supporters.
It's a Sfaradim shul. Yeah.
I have to call them now.
It's funny because it's called the shul. Order a meal. It's funny because it's Sephardic and you think it should be called the Beit Knesset, but it's still Shul. It's down.
Have you been to the Shul? Been there? No.
It sits sitting
around.
Yeah.
The Shul is not.
Although, if they have, but for instance, like...
Okay. The second Teretzin, what the Ravina did was remove the Vesed from the picture. No one's discussing about Vesed. No one worries about a Tipas Dam Kechadl. If she didn't see a Ribu Dam, that's why I like the Ramchad, then there's no Dam, don't worry about the Dam. The only Shaila is whether this blood that she sees is not need the blood, is it Tomei blood? That's the Machlokis, whether Mekoro Tomei. New Halacha, that blood that touches the uterus becomes Tomei. No matter where the blood came from. So, I mean, Lu Yitzul, you knew the blood didn't come from the uterus, not from the mark of Boso Moko. But it came from Lu Yitzul, if there is such a possibility. There isn't such a possibility. But imagine if the blood came from an injury that she suffered above the ovaries or in the ovaries. And it began to bleed. And somehow, some of the blood got into the fallopian tube, right, and came down and touched the walls of the uterus, and then came out. Whoever touches that blood will become tummy. Even though I know Vadai that the blood didn't originate in the uterus at all. Okay. New machlokes b'shamay b'shilo. Shammai Omrim Tzricha Bezeidim Al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish. It's the easiest way to understand it, even though it's hard to understand. That I mean, the chashash that she's Roe Dam Machmas Tashmish. That's what the Rambam paskens Halacha L'Maaseh. That every time you must have a Bedika Acha Tashmish. Before Tashmish, only Tznuos. It's an additional Chumrah. But Achat Tashmish is a requirement to go into the Rambam. B'Shamay Omrim, you see, this Mishnah, like the previous Mishnah, also makes that assumption that they're going to examine themselves Achat Tashmish. Tzricha Beis Eidim. I'll call Tashmish for Tashmish. The Shammai says you need a bdika koidim tashmish and achat tashmish. Therefore, every time they want to have relations, let's assume they want to have relations twice that night. Then she will need a new set of cloths for the second time you want to have relations. She wants to make b'dikah koydim achat tashmish, right? There. Yeah. And then she needs now another set of cloths. Actually, she doesn't need two cloths, because the cloth of achat tashmish of the first one serves as the koydim tashmish of this one. Or maybe not. Maybe they make a takon and he wants it that way. Misham elmen tzir bezeidim akol tashmish tashmish, o tishamish or haner, or she must examine the cloth in front of a lamp to see whether she became a nida during the first tashmish. Beis Hillomim, no, daya b'shnei edim kol alayla. Enough to require her to make a b'dika koydim v'achat tashmish. But then that cloth, she can use it again and again. Look at Rashi. Daya v'shnei edim kol alayla. Echad lifnei tashmish rishon. V'echad lachat tashmish achon. V'yaf agav d'mshemeshesh lo yodei I chazoi b'ini u'b'ini b'in levei shamayi. Most of the Shoinim want to learn that this sugya is talking about purely taharos, not talking about isur lebaila. Others, I think including Rashi most likely. Yeah. What does that mean? In the Mishnah, she should examine the cloth. It's the middle of the night. She has to put on a lamp. If she wants to use the same cloth the second time, she has to make sure that she examined the cloth before she has a second relations. Otherwise, what's the good? Why don't she sort down Achat Tashmish with the first one on the first time? Therefore, before she can have relations again, she has to examine the cloth to make sure that the cloth has no dam on it.
Right, but why is that a question of the cloth?
What do you mean?
It seems that we're coming at this from the angle of, well, she needs to use a different cloth so that this way, just in case the first cloth had dam on it, she's not going to think it was after the second one. But shouldn't why should we even get that far? Shouldn't there be a chiyuv? You must check the cloth before you have relations a second time, and then the assumption is either she checked that there was dam, so they didn't have relations, or she checked that it was clean, so they had relations.
According to Beis Shammai, there's a real chashash of all dam of tashmish. If she must check the cloth, either by using another clean ed boduk, another cloth that she examined previously, it's okay, or right, she has to open up a lamp and examine the cloth.
Right, but she needs to examine the cloth anyway before they can have relations again. Isn't there a chiyuv for her to check the cloth before they have relations again? So why is Beis Shammai saying that she needs to, that she either needs a cloth that she knows is clean, or she needs to check it? She needs to check it anyway.
Well, paying attention. The Yapagab, look at the last Rashi. Oh, to Shamash Loraner, the Tigdog Lacha Tashmish, it's a concept before she has the second relations. Right? The kule of Beit Shammai is that she examines all the cloths first in the morning. They didn't make a gzera that she must be bodekis because I'm afraid she became an eater. If that were the case, as you correctly asked, then she couldn't have a second time relations with her husband before she checks the cloth. But Shammai did not require that. But Shammai said it's adequate to examine in the morning. Why? Because a real chash I don't have. And the alternative is what? To make her get out of bed or to turn on a lamp, right? As we'll see later on, the Gemara is disturbed by the idea that the bedroom is lit up for a period of time. It's not sinus. Wife is lying in bed, undressed. It's not proper to have relations with her. Le'or haner. It's not considered to be halacha l'maaseh. We paskin, you're not allowed to have relations with a wife when there's light in the room. She wants, says, if they want to have relations by day, that they mapil b'taliso, right? You have to have window blind. It cannot be like, how much light? But nevertheless, it cannot be in the glaring light. That's not considered to be sneeze. But the question is, so Rashi takes care of that, right? Either Shnei Edim, I'll call Tashmish Echel von Echel Achel, Ulamocho Tayim Ben, she'll check it in the morning. O to Shamish Oraner, the Tivog Lacha Tashmish, Ed Shekinsaboy. Why there do you have to, if you have only one set of cloths, why can't you use the whole set of cloths? Because I'm afraid that the second time will have obliterated the Tipas Damke Chardel. The semen from the second time will obliterate the Damke Chardel. But as you ask correctly, but if you're really afraid she became a nido with the first Tashmish, how do you allow her to have a second Tashmish? The answer, I'm not really not afraid. It's only a Chumrah that I'm putting in. Therefore, because of this Chumrah, you shouldn't inconvenience the couple unnecessarily. To make them make us get out of bed or put on a light and be bodek, as we'll see, the Tamidim of Beit Shammai were protesting that he's making life for them difficult. Look a little further, we can pick it up again tomorrow. Turn to Rabbanan. Right. Ava pi shomu Rav HaShamash mitoso lo raner harei ze beguno. Nevertheless, Beit Shammai omrim, either have separate cloths, tzrich shnei eidim, akol tam cha, ol or aner. Beit Shammai omrim, daya b'shnei eidim kol alayla. Tanya, omar lem Beit Shammai le Beit Shammai, zidivreichem lecho shema tira tipa zam kechadl, bebiya rishona, utchafena shich vazera, bebiya shniya. Good question. Okay, you got anything in mind? What's a good? Why do you say she can use the same cloth over and over again? We're not worried about a nidus of a massive flow. We're worried about a tipa zam kechadl. And if you don't sorry. If you don't make a bdika each time, the second semen emission will obliterate any tipas dam kechagel. Well, ask the first one also. No, two ejaculations are worse. Ubeisil omrim daya v'sheidu kol alayla. Tanya omru lehem beisham ele beisilil. Devrechem lech shem atir adad dam kechad bevir rishono. Utrapen eshir mazar bevir shnir. Omru le beisilil. Well, how about my you? After devrechem. Lech ad sheharog beso chaper. Shem anima v'holich lo. Meaning the first, that's some kind of idiomatic expression he's using, or a loshen nikia. Why aren't you afraid that the first semen will obliterate it? In other words, the same chashash you have the second time, the first time also. Well, what then? You make a bdika, what are you supposed to do? You make a bdika, it's the best you can do. Maybe the bdika is inadequate because all you're looking for is tipas dam kechagel and tichapen l'shich mazera, we don't worry about that. Amalem l'fi she'en adoma nimik pamachas nimik shtei pomim. Like Shammai said, I'm afraid, right, to let him use the same cloth twice because it adds to this sophic. Maybe there'll be a tipa zam kechadl which they won't be able to discover. Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yeshua, Roani Zivri B'Shammai. If you're worried about Roa Damach B'Sashmish, the only way is to pass like B'Shammai, separate cloths for each time they have relations. Omar Le Talmidov, Rebbe, Kamo Harach Toleinu. Yeah? Why? How difficult you're making our lives? Omar Lehem, so Shammai answered them, Mutov Sha'ari Chalechem Bolam Azeh. Better I should make life difficult for you on this earth. Kedei she'yarichu yameichem lo lemabo. Right, yarichu yarich. Right, yeah. Omar Rav Zeira, midivrei kulam nilmad bal nefesh lo yivo v'yishre. That's the case. If you're someone who wants to be machmir properly, then you don't have relations twice. That poses the question of tefen shich mazera. What does it mean? He doesn't say they shouldn't have relations twice during a night. No. Means to say, you should paskin like Beis Shammai, in which you have a bedika acha kol tashmish. Look at Rashi. Lo yivol v'yishne, bali nefesh chosid lo yivol v'yishne. Below bedika b'entayim. That fila beisil v'tzache bedika l'sof tashmish. Alma chashin shemeroz adam mach v'tashmish. Alma mishu yorori uporish b'sofek isu lo yivol v'yishne. If you're kind of a fella that worries about a sofek isu, then you shouldn't have relations twice. There's a Gemara, though, later on, that says, the Balei HaNefesh, the Ravid quotes it in the beginning, Arotze she'ilo bonim schorim, you want boys to be born, yivol v'yishne, he should have relations and have relations again. Very important Ravid. What does it mean? If having a boy is an advantage, is a desirable thing, right?
We learned that in this week. We learned that in last
no,
week's.
No, look what he says. Unbelievable pshat. He says, therefore, have relations with your wife twice. Why? He says because a woman doesn't rise to the emotional situation as rapidly as a man. So a man can have relations with his wife, he satisfies himself, but she's not gratified by that relations. Therefore, yivul v'yishne, then have relations a second time. That'll be to gratify his wife, he says.
That makes
And then Kodesh Bohu will reward him with a Ben Zohar. That's the Raivit in Evgeni Balei Nefesh. Bischar, that he's considerate for his wife, Kodesh Bohu will reward him for Ben Zohar. Okay, let's stop here and catch a minchet.
Plus, it was smooth muscle contraction in the uterine wall.